Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Real Spoilers, powered by ReviewSTL.com.
Warning, the following film discussion will ruin the ending of any movie you haven't seen. Example, Bruce Willis is dead at the end of The Sixth Sense. See how I ruined it for you? Just like that. Here are a few more.
Silent breed is people!
I am the father.
Get it?
Real Spoilers. You've been warned.
Broadcasting from the lush but not lavish studios located in the basement of the O'Keefe Institute for Advanced Film Snarkitude, this is Real Spoilers, episode 407, the box office report for the week ending September 2nd. It's September.
It is September.
Mm-hmm. That's...
Wake me up when it ends, Tom.
Oh, don't do that. And now, see, I made that joke the first year after that first September. After that, now people make that joke all the time. I'm sure I'm not the only person to ever think of that.
But no,
then,
I don't think
but,
so.
But then now people get mad because I guess, like, that the song's about, like, when his dad died or something. And so people are like,
oh.
Yeah. So it's like, oh.
Remember when they were a thing?
What, Green Day?
Yeah.
I think they still are a thing.
I don't think they are a thing.
No, if they wanted to go back out, they'd be a thing.
They're a thing, man.
They just played Riverport like last summer,
did
sold
they?
It out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Does that account as a thing, sir?
Not really.
Really?
I mean, like, they would get, like, obviously, like, Dookie was good, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the one after that was all right.
Yeah.
And then the one after that was not good.
Was that Insomniac or Nimrod? Because I really like Nimrod.
Whichever. So I think it's Insomniac, then Nimrod.
And Nimrod, you mean that Time of Our Lives? Yeah.
Yes.
That didn't do well at all.
That one song did,
that,
sure.
But they had a song that did
well.
Yeah.
That album's good.
And then they blew up again with American Idiot. And then I feel like American Idiot, like, plateaued.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
plateaued, like, it...
I mean, no, I mean, like,
times platinum in a Broadway
that,
musical.
That was ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then that second one was like more of the same thing, but nobody liked it.
It's
right?
Got,
like that second one?
There was a couple hits.
Was there?
That. Yeah.
I think that one was like their final cut with American Idiot being The Wall.
Very, wow.
Oh, well, okay. That's, well done.
Yeah, and then they did Uno, Dos, Tres.
They did?
Yeah, the three. Then they did three.
So I don't know. I couldn't tell you what happened, but it came after
Uno, Dos, Tres.
Okay.
But then he had his iHeart Music Radio
meltdown.
Oh. And so they withheld going on tour. They're like, well, we're not going to go on tour. He needs to get help.
You and Billy Joel.
Which, you know, usually that doesn't always happen.
No, that's true.
Well, they're in rehearsals right now, if anybody's interested in knowing that. And supposedly they've been rehearsing. I believe Dookie. Like they're.
Ooh.
It sounds like they're going to go out and do a tour where that's the thing with these bands.
That's
lately.
What Weezer did. Weezer played the Blue album, and
it's a good way to kind of goose ticket sales. It's like, oh, we'll be playing Dookie in its entirety.
I have seen a handful of those. At first, I was like, oh, it's such a dub gimmick. But then I was like, I got to see Jesus and Mary Chain do Psycho Candy, and I'm like, that was incredible.
I got to see Queensryche play Empire.
I got to see Judas Priest do British Steel.
Yeah,
the whole album.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Man, that's pretty
front
badass.
To back.
And then I saw The Cult do Electric, and that was probably, I'm like, that was great. It was really good.
Yeah?
Yeah, and that's, it was one of those things, that's why I was like, I don't care if it's a gimmick, it's really awesome.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's a really, really good album.
Yeah, Weezer was doing Pinkerton and the Blue album,
yeah.
Like interchanging it. Like they'd do it one place and one the other place.
The Who had been doing this for a long time, too.
Well, I guess when you have rock operas
Like right.
You kind of have to do them.
You want to do the opera.
Yeah, right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a buddy who went to see, and they were doing Tommy, and he went to, you know, and then they had stopped doing Tommy, and then, it, you know, he was like, well, I don't know if they're doing Tommy or not, and they ended up doing Quadrophenia.
Oh, okay.
Which he had no idea. I think they just came out, and all of a sudden Quadrophenia started, and I was like, okay. I'm like, well, that's cool.
So we should probably go around the table and introduce ourselves.
This is Dan.
This is Joe.
And this is Tom. We are Kevinless this week. Try to, please keep listening anyway, though.
Don't turn us off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that just means that the show will be have a will be a little less lustrous with positivity.
That's true.
The, we have the cynical folk in today.
I was gonna say, yeah, the concentrated cynicism by three.
Yeah.
So I guess before we dig into the box office, we should do some shameless plugs. Don't forget we're available on iTunes. You can go there, rate, review, subscribe. It helps us tremendously. You could probably say this part along with me by now. It does help us tremendously.
It does.
We greatly appreciate it. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/realspoilers. While you're there, you can join the League of Show Sharers, people who were kind enough to share the show this week. Brad Hyen, Linnea Thunsell, Librarian Cynthia, Lane Levanway, Julianne Jordan, Matt Gonzalez.
Ooh.
Dan.
I'm just thinking for a second.
You could use Matt.
Yeah.
Instead of Gonzalez, if that's easier.
Wow.
I feel like that was the easier way to go.
Okay. Hey, Gonzalez.
Welcome.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, you went the difficult route.
Yeah.
You raised the difficulty.
Brought in a little boat, didn't
that's
that.
Right. Travis Tewitt, Tammy Sherman Powers, Chris Sanders, Brent Smith, Ralph Triple, Griffin Fox Smith, Jason Weese, Dustin at Nerds at Night Gaming, and his lovely bride, Musings of a Cosplay Witch, Ron Johnson. We've had him before.
Have we?
Have we? We should probably give him a song just in case.
We got to be careful. We can't. We can't.
We wouldn't want to offend him.
Yeah.
What do they say? I've got the Johnsonville Brats. How's that commercial? That's all I can think of.
It's close to Labor Day. You get a barbecue coming around the corner.
Tom's
I get it.
Grilling. I'm like, well.
Then we also have Chris Magic Man, Richard Lawson, Susan Carlson, Timmy Two Zunes, Tom Comiskey, and Chris James. So thank you very much for sharing the
two
show.
New ones. That's great.
Yeah, that's
thank
awesome.
You guys very much.
And eventually the sharing wears them down.
Yeah, right.
Someone,
yeah.
Like, what is this? And one out of every 47 times, somebody's like, oh, I like this.
How many episodes are we into?
Yeah. So also don't forget we have a Patreon account where you can, if you want to kick in a little extra money, I'm sure some of these people are like, look, dude, I just started sharing the show.
Right, yeah, take it
now
easy.
Now you're hitting me up for cash. Dial it down. But, if you would like to do that, there is no obligation. But if you would like to, you can do so at patreon.com/realspoilers, and you'll get extra content, and we will secretly like you more.
It's true. Yeah, we do usually do. It's Kevin and myself mostly. We do like retrospectives that kind of tie into whatever's coming out that week. So there's a Jaws one up there. There's a Halloween one up there. There's a Dark Crystal, which if you can have the opportunity to go back and revisit that, don't.
I remember it being kind of dry initially. It's
super dry.
It's cool what they did and how it looks, but like from a story standpoint, I remember as a kid just being like,
it is Lord of the Rings without any of the pizzazz. That's the only way I could describe that. But yeah, like that's there might be an interview coming up here in a little bit with me and a certain writer. We'll see what happens where we're gonna throw that episode.
So, awesome.
Yeah.
So there, that's all the sorts of extra behind-the-scenes stuff that you get. So anyway, I guess there, you've been shamelessly plugged, and we can now turn our eyes to the box office. Dan has Kevin's abacus at the ready.
I do, and after a thorough cleaning.
You guys have been cleaned in 400 episodes.
Yeah. Oh, I do have the early four-day estimates.
Okay.
So,
oh, yeah, that's right. We have a holiday week, don't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
Except for one, I want to asterisk that there's also one that has early 4 day and early 6 day.
Oh, also open on Wednesday.
Exactly.
Oh.
So, number one, you guys will never guess what number one is.
I'm going to say Crazy Rich Asians.
Are you racist?
Yeah, no.
Because they are Crazy Rich Asians. Yeah. Number one with 30.5 million.
That's, I mean, like I said, that's just going to keep chugging along.
I said... I would like to point out that I said they are underestimating its initial run, and this movie will have legs.
I mean, it's kind of funny that they're underestimating it, because it's a very well respected and well known book.
Yeah,
right.
They have a very large audience.
Yes. That is true.
I think they were afraid they couldn't
globally.
I think they were afraid they couldn't break out of just being the
Asian movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They also released it against nothing.
Right.
They've had a month where there hasn't been anything that would even come close to them.
It is it's a story that it really doesn't matter what group it belongs, you know, is being featured, just like My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Sure
it's, yeah,
you know the universal truths within apply to everybody,
right?
And there's a lot of people out there, you know, especially women, who would look at this, who are marrying into a family and be like, oh.
Or men, you know? Or even men who are
men
who are marrying up. Apparently Dan
as
is
the gringo. you know, as one of the lone gringos when we go to Miami, I can tell you. Yeah.
I'm sure they're like, Ellie, your husband doesn't tan.
He just burns.
Yeah. So, no, I mean, that is...
Who is this Aryan fellow?
Is it because I was born in Germany?
Were you born in Germany?
I was born in Germany.
Oh, well, then yes, that's what it was about.
Oh, God, I had to go live through this again. No.
Wait, can you never be president?
Actually, I don't know. I'm a naturalized citizen. But they screwed up my paperwork because I was born.
You better not say this on the air. ICE is going to show up at your house and take your passport.
Yeah, no kidding.
I was an army brat. I was born in West Germany. So,
but were you born on an American army base?
Yes.
Then you're an American.
Then you're fine.
I don't know if...
Actually, no, that counts.
But... because my birth certificate was a German, it was a German doctor. And there was some screw ups in the paperwork.
This is how people are getting deported.
It is.
I
at 16, when I had been living here for 14 something years, I had to go and do my citizenship and everything.
Oh my God, that's nuts!
Wow, like you had to take the oath and all that.
You had to take the test.
Absolutely. Wow.
Did you take that? What is it? Don't they have a citizen?
I don't know what I mean, but this has been a while.
I feel like there's a test you have to take.
Well, I did something, and I had to stand up. And
at least that's what I mean. To get your green card, I think there used to be I remember they gave it as a test, just to be let's see what you know. And I was I'm effed. This is, I can tell you how many stars and stripes are on that thing, but that's about it.
Can you tell if the stripes are
red or blue?
Any blue ones?
I mean, I know which ones are red and which ones are blue, because there are no blue ones.
Just check it. That's in reference to nothing.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway.
I say if it's got blue stripes, I'm gonna kneel in front of it.
That was good.
I'm allowed, right?
Yeah, I can do that.
It's got blue stripes.
Yeah.
Crazy Rich Asians. I don't have what week this is.
I think it's just third.
Yeah.
So
It deserves every dime of it. It's one of those. It's a smartly written. It plays into the tropes very, very well. It's a. I saw the movie of the week this week at the Chase, and people were still families were flooding the Crazy Rich Asian theater while I was going to see Searching.
Yeah.
Me and myself.
I had, well, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
But, so there you go. That's number one. And I imagine it'll probably be number one.
I don't know. Next week is, Peppermint, which is that Jennifer Garner action movie.
Nun. I could see.
I mean, all you gotta do is put that Conjuring thing in the front of the title. Yeah. That'll get you. I mean, I get
we'll
you.
See.
Number, we'll see.
We'll see. Because that means, because I don't think that there's gonna be a big drop off.
I mean, I guess that's true. I guess they're saying, so this did what, 30?
Uh huh.
So that means, I guess the Nun would have to do at least 35.
Yeah.
That's gonna be tough.
Yeah. So
nobody, that's the thing is so Halloween comes out on close to Halloween.
And Halloween is on Halloween
every
year.
I've never heard of such programming.
I know. God forbid they put out a movie with the title so close to the actual holiday. Hmm. But I think they don't want anything. I think other horror flicks are like, we should stay away from
Halloween is
that.
Coming out
On the 19th.
Okay.
So it's close, but...
Yeah, well, that makes sense, because coming out on Halloween
right.
seems dumb.
That's
it's
dumb.
Because then, like,
dumb.
For the rest of its box office life, it's like, it's Thanksgiving, let's go see Halloween.
Right, yeah. It's
No, that's true. When you go see Grindhouse.
Yes.
There I was.
They're doing it, they're doing... the Andy Triefenbach mm-hmm. is doing Halloween.
Yeah.
On the 19th.
Cool.
So you can do both the same day, nice. I think, yeah.
Cool so story.
Yeah. Number two, The Meg.
Oh,
still,
wow.
Still chewing up the box office.
You've been waiting for that one.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of just made that up. And was regretting it as it was pouring out of my mouth. I'm like,
as Dan pulls out a Godzilla-sized Dorito from his pocket.
It's like, they're not all gems. Yeah.
$12.7 million. So
talk about being in the right place at the
I'm
right
telling
time.
You, and people, like, so people know that I work... People at my work know that I do the show.
Right.
And they ask me all the time, what's the movies for the week? And people keep asking, did you see The Meg? Yeah. How was it? Dumb, but a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And they're like, I don't get it. And I was like, it was a stupid movie, yeah. but it was a lot of fun. Like, I don't know what else I can tell you.
They were smart in that they never, ever presented this as something like, it's a giant, giant, giant shark movie, but we want to be taken seriously.
Oh no! Totally.
You know,
I feel like when you add
or
Jason
like a
Statham,
darker, you know, more disturbed shark.
That's the Warner Brothers version.
You know, they never presented it as like. I mean, they presented it as something as like, yeah, we know it's kind of dumb.
We're just gonna lean into it.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like
this
it's
is what happens.
It's that's why the Mowgli movie isn't getting put out in theaters.
No, it's not.
It's going straight to Netflix.
Uh-huh.
The dark reimagining of the Jungle Book.
Oh, the Andy Serkis one?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And Warner Brothers is like, yeah, how much, Netflix, how much can you pay us to take this movie?
Well, that's one of those ones, when they were making that, they were also making Jungle Book.
Right.
With Jon Favreau and Disney.
Yeah.
And we were like, that's weird.
It is weird.
I think it's technically Disney and Jon Favreau.
Yes. Yeah, true. But I mean, you know, when you've got all those names attached to it,
right?
You know, and that was before we knew like who they were going to have for
the
voice
voices.
Actors.
Yeah. No, I think they'd announced Bill Murray.
But it's just one of those things. It's like, why are they? I mean, how far they must have been so far down the road on the pre-pro,
sure.
on this.
But it's also like you are getting beat by your superhero flicks. Like your superhero flicks are getting demolished by Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to try to release your version of a beloved Disney movie alongside
the
same time
they
as
saw
the
it Disney as a, I don't think they saw it as a Disney movie. I think they saw it as they were that Disney could make the Disney version, and they were going to make the Rudyard Kipling version.
Do you think that anybody knows when you say Mowgli? Do you think, to me, I automatically go to the Disney version.
It's synonymous sure. with Disney.
Yeah. Yeah.
Few times over.
What's that?
A few times over.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Because this is like the third or fourth?
I think there's more than that.
Yeah.
Well, so there's the original Jungle Book,
mm-hmm.
and then there was a sequel where John Goodman was the voice of
Baloo.
Right.
Okay.
A so straight to video sequel.
Oh, sure, sure.
And then there was, they did a live action yes. version like in the 90s.
Wasn't that the one starring the guy, Jason Scott Lee?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I feel like there was another one
there
somewhere
is another
in the
one.
Mix.
So this is the fifth time
yeah.
that Disney has
gone
basically.
To that. Well, in all fairness, this is the second time they've theatrically released.
The John Goodman one was at the theaters.
That
was
Jungle it? Book 2 was in theaters?
I saw it.
Oh, I thought that was just straight to
that's
video.
That's what I thought, too. I think there's a Jungle Book 3 that was also straight to DVD.
Oh, well, so Disney's... You know,
they know how to
raise the flag on us a few times.
They get it.
Yeah. So I don't. That's just a weird. I mean,
it doesn't make
it'll
sense.
Find
to
a
me.
Home on it. Might well. We'll probably watch it.
Well, I mean, maybe that's a good point. We may. Well, I mean, I had no interest in seeing it.
Right.
When it was the dark reimagining of the Jungle Book, where Mowgli snaps Bagheera's neck.
Jungle Book 2 was 2003.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then so you have Jungle Book in 1967. You have the Jungle Book live action version. These are all Disney movies from 94.
Okay.
So that's right. It was mid 90s. And then Jungle Book, the one that, you know, that just came out in 2016. And then there is Jungle Book Mowgli's Story, a 1998 live-action direct-to-video film directed by Nick Mark.
Yes.
And it is also a Disney one.
Okay.
And then
it's horrific, by the
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
Shocking.
It's so bad.
And then there was an animated series.
Oh.
I don't remember this at all.
Oh.
You're thinking of Tailspin. That's not where I'm going.
Yeah. Baloo was in Tailspin, though, wasn't he?
Right, right. Yeah. You're not wrong. Okay. That's not where I'm going.
And for some reason, he just started wearing clothes.
Like, I think I would, but I'm just saying, like, I would remember Tailspin. I don't remember this. It was called Jungle Cubs.
No.
Set in the youth of the animal characters, the show was a hit, running for 2 seasons in syndication before its reruns on the Disney Channel.
Huh.
So, there's your update on Jungle Book.
I mean, so this isn't like Disney, you know, thought, oh, you know what? We haven't done it in a while. Like, hey, you know what? We haven't done since last year.
Yeah.
I did see that the rumor is Zendaya as Ariel.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
That could be real. Like, that's really good casting. I think. Hopefully she's not MJ.
It'd be smart for them to get somebody who could sing.
That would make sense.
You know?
Yeah.
So, and coming off of that,
Spider-Man.
The greatest
love of all?
Circus guy.
Whatever. Greatest Showman.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, yeah. That's so, the one where Tom got the autographed script from everybody and just put his coasters on it just to piss Kevin off.
I got it around somewhere.
he's tearing up the pages to line his birdcage. Yeah. Like, ah.
Writing notes to people. Hey, Kevin, did you get my note? Oh, sorry. Was that on that autograph script?
Sorry.
No, it was. I know you thought it was from Hugh Jackman because it said that at the bottom, but that's just the autograph, my signature. So you know who the note is from.
I had to write over it. It was so big.
Yeah, I had to scratch it out. Redacted. Speaking of redacted, number three, Operation Finale.
Oh.
With 8.4 million on the 4-day or 10.1 million on the 6-day.
That's still a big gap.
Yeah.
Also, in this climate, who really wants to see a Nazi? Well, I guess you're hunting a Nazi.
Wait. Who wants to see a Nazi? Keep finishing this.
Well, I was like, I thought it was like.
Who's not?
I initially thought this was like a sympathy, like you're supposed to sympathize with the Nazi, but that's not what this is,
no.
Right?
No.
Because
this is.
What's his name?
Ben Kingsley?
No, the other guy. Oscar Isaac is hunting Ben Kingsley, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, he goes, Argentina?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of that's not the premise of Apt Pupil, is it?
He was in hiding. He wasn't in another country.
He was in
another country.
The kids,
not Germany.
The kid figures out who he is.
Yes.
Right.
But then the kid becomes enthralled with...
Who's the kid?
Brad Renfro.
It was Brad Renfro?
I was thinking it was Tobey Maguire.
No, it is. I think it's Brad Renfro.
It's not Tobey Maguire.
I keep picturing
Ethan Siderhouse rules.
Ethan Hawke,
maybe,
but that's not Ethan Hawke either. He's too old.
But this is the true story of hunting down. My God, it's not
Ben Kingsley.
No,
Eichmann.
I think it's Eichmann.
Yeah,
because you know, all of the upper echelon, they had all killed themselves except for this one,
and he was
who fled,
bopping around.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you think about him as Batman?
Who, Oscar Isaac?
Yeah.
I was like, Ben Kingsley?
Ben signed me up for that movie, too.
I don't buy a damn thing.
No, I don't either.
That I hear about DC ever.
That wasn't my question.
Oh, I think
that'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah. I think that could be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
What do you think about them reincarnating Adam West?
that's about weird.
As legit as all the other things that we hear.
Well, by and large, the problems haven't been casting.
Nope, it hasn't.
So, when you say some exciting actor to play a role, I'm just like, oh man.
Yeah, they've had those.
That's going to be a complete waste.
Did you see the reviews? The early reviews for Aquaman? They're like, it's all right. Like, those are the early reviews. They're like, it's good. It's not great. It's good. I was like, you know what? What more could I ask for from a DC movie at this point? It's like, it's fine.
The problem with... It was not the problem. A problem, aside from the fact that there was like zero water in Justice League.
Well, there was plenty of water. They just kept pushing it away with their giant bubbles.
No. But at the end...
Oh.
I'm still like, okay, he was flying a lot. But there's no fish and there's no water, so...
No.
So he's just flying, bro.
Yeah, he's just flying, bro.
He's not Aquaman. He's just a guy.
No. He's
surfing on aliens' backs.
That is true. He does do that. And he's getting thrown around by Cyborg.
Yeah, I don't know. It didn't make any sense.
My man.
But when I saw the Aquaman trailer, and I know that they're trying to make it seem more like fantasy and kind of like, you've never seen anything like this before.
Have you seen?
Unless you've ever seen any Disney or animated movie underwater.
But, have you seen the point-by-point comparison between the Aquaman trailer and the Black Panther trailer?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
Like they say it's the reverse.
Yeah.
That Aquaman is Killmonger and Patrick Wilson is Black Panther.
But that, like, they use similar shots and, like, they're really trying to evoke Black Panther.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, that would not surprise me because a lot of the companies that they use to do these trailers are not... They're not the studios.
Yeah.
Suicide Squad, I'll tell you that.
Oh, no. Yeah. It's not the studios. There's companies that specialize in this. There's one company called Imaginary Forces. That's kind of what their bread and butter was. And then they started doing more of like the opening title sequences. And again, you know, people assume that that's part of the creative process within the studio. It's like, no, that's farmed out.
Mm.
And I mean, the famous shot of when Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, you know, when that trailer...
The arrow. Yeah.
Like, that was in a trailer, and they're like, we got to put that in the movie.
Yeah.
And if you watch the movie, it's in the movie for absolutely no reason. It's like we go from one scene, and then there's Robin walking around in the woods, and he shoots an arrow, and then there's another scene. You're like, what was that for?
That's a property that they just keep going back
Let
to.
Let it go.
Yeah, wow. It's
free.
That's true. There's that new one coming out. When is the
real spoilers, Robin Hood? Because we have as much stake as...
We could do a Phantom movie. We could do The Shadow. We could do all that stuff. We
totally claim these things.
Yeah.
We're going to take a... I don't want to talk anymore.
Okay.
We're totally going to take every free character we can, and we're going to put them in the same movie. Robin Hood, what are you doing here? I don't know, Phantom.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that... that's what... League of Extraordinary Gentlemen kind of was.
He tried to use as many. Well, it's what he tried to do it with Watchmen, and DC was like, no.
Yeah. Right.
You have to make up your own. He's like, fine, I'll just copy them. It's not a big deal. But yeah, like that's what League was, is he just took a bunch of
public domain characters and put them
together. Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Saw how well that worked out for Sean Connery.
Yeah. So maybe this weekend we'll see a little bit of next weekend we'll see a little bit of a spike. What's the word on it? Did you see Operation Finale?
I did not. I've heard good things, but I have not seen it.
Neither have I.
Well, maybe after the holiday weekend, need to hunt down Nazis to get people reinvigorated.
They don't make it too hard to find them, so...
Well, not now.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Just be like, where are all the tiki torches?
He must have had a hard time hunting them down, to find the bad Nazis as opposed to the good Nazis.
Right. Well,
there are
good
people
some...
on both sides. And so it would be hard, especially in Argentina on top of it.
That's true.
It was a very difficult task.
To find.
I heard the first 40 minutes is just him finding good Nazis.
There's so many.
You couldn't swing a dead cat without hitting a good Nazi down there.
There's so many not good Nazis down there.
Oh, my. Mm. Okay. So, that's not directed.
All of a sudden, Red Skull's a good guy.
Did you hear I heard the theory he might be returning.
I believe it. Yeah. I mean, spoilers, he's in Infinity. So the deal is that when Thanos gets the gem, that it sets him free.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't be surprised.
There's been so many theories at this point, my head's kind of spinning.
Yeah. We know the Drax may not be in the movie.
No. I think it's time for that to...
That may need to go on the shelf for a couple years.
Yeah. Number four, Mission Impossible Fallout. Still pulling in money. $8.7 million. That is,
It's doing exactly what we thought it would do.
Yeah. I mean, it came out strong, and it makes a good amount of money. And I think on a home video, it'll have a...
Do those have a cap? You know how we talk about how, like, Star Trek movies kind of have a cap or... Once they kind of reach the top.
I think they do.
Peter out. I don't think there's... I mean, has there ever been one that were just like, man, that thing just kept chugging along?
Yeah, I don't think there's... Because I do think of... Are there people who still think of Tom Cruise as one thing?
Yeah. Sure.
And I also think it's just... It's going to be harder to get people who are non-action fans into a movie.
Yeah.
Like we can't say, oh, but it's so much more. It's like, no, it's just it's what it is really well.
Yeah.
You know?
It's just the peak version of what it is.
Yeah. It's like, you know, 100% pure uncut that.
Right. Yeah. Yes, that's exactly.
You're not going to be able to know what it is.
It's action movie concentrate.
Yeah. Do you think, like, how often do you think we'll get a movie that is repeat viewings where people are willing to go back to the theater? I mean,
it's hard.
Avengers 4?
You know?
Maybe.
Black Panther, obviously.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
I mean, but it
not
I think,
Solo.
I think Last Avengers, I think.
Was yeah, oh yeah, Avengers. Yeah. That I think that was definitely, that. Man, that movie just kept going. But yeah, I feel like the Mission Impossible movies are like one and done.
Yeah.
I saw it. It was fun.
I think where it benefits is it's good enough to where if you're younger and a group of people are going to go see it and you've already seen it, you'll be like, okay, I'll go again.
Yeah, right on. You know? That's fair. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not going to, I mean, it's still, there's enough spectacle on screen that you can still enjoy it. But
sure.
Now, it's funny because I just rewatched the first four.
Yeah.
This was
You saw two? You went back and rewatched two?
Yeah, because I got them all on 4K, and so I was like, I'm going to rewatch them. And I hadn't watched, it was funny, the first one came out 20-something years ago.
It's
so
98.
Odd to watch it because a lot of the technology, you're like, kind of like, you know, that was so high-tech back
then. I think
then.
That's the advantage of the Bond flicks, the new ones, is they don't put any, like, tech in them.
They got a, yeah.
So they don't date themselves. Yeah.
And that second one's still like the dog of the bunch. You're just like,
with his wispy hair.
Yeah. Yeah. But the third and the fourth, I had kind of like, I was like, I remember them and I remember key moments from them, but overall I was like, they were still fun to watch.
That's JJ and Brad Bird.
And honestly, it was those two who really kind of put it right. Because the first one you had Brian De Palma, and the second one you got John Woo. And those two movies are sort of representative of their styles.
Absolutely.
So, like, this one has shots. It's, like, totally De Palma. And this one totally has shots of John Woo. Although I had heard many times that both of them were locked out of the editing.
I wonder if he's got anything left in the tank.
Who, Woo?
De Palma.
Oh, De Palma?
I don't give a crap about Woo.
Yeah, but I think we've talked about this. He's got to go with Blumhouse.
Yeah. Interesting to see what he's got in 2019. Well, in his tank in 2018.
Well,
see what's left
as a writer. I don't know because he's an old white guy.
That's true.
You know, so is he going to come out with something that's going to be like? Ooh,
I just watched Raising Kane the other day.
Yeah,
that's a weird movie.
It's a weird movie.
That is a super weird movie. Yeah.
So, number five, Christopher Robin, $7.2 million. It's still, you know, people are still getting their poo on.
Can you maraca yourself? Like, come on.
All right.
This week is all about playing catch up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel like everybody's like, oh, I need to see this movie.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, like this list is kind of an odd list.
Yeah.
Number six, the movie of the week. There it is, Searching.
Wow.
$7.1 million.
Do you have a budget on that by chance?
Nah.
Can't be much.
No, I do not.
Okay. I can't imagine it's over 10.
No. I can't imagine it's over 5.
Yeah.
No, man. I mean, they mostly had to just pay for, like, you know, battery chargers.
Old timey Windows.
Yeah. So we'll talk about this in the next episode. I have to say,
according to Wikipedia, its budget is $4.3 million.
Yeah, that sounds about
right.
You
see every bit of it on the screen.
You do. That's true. That's
you
true.
Did,
yeah.
Yeah, this one it'll be interesting to talk about.
I agree.
I honestly not thought stopped thinking about it since I've seen it.
I've stopped.
Really?
Yeah.
Number seven, Black Klansman with $5.6 million. So I believe that's down from last week. I don't have last week, so
I think so. But it's been doing solid.
Yeah, it's kind of stayed in that number four through like seven spot.
Okay,
like it's kind of found its home.
Not
there.
Been a breakout hit like Get Out, but
right.
And I say that because Jordan Peele's producer on it, not because it's a black movie.
Right,
but But it's still, I mean, honestly, it's probably doing what they thought Get Out was going to do.
Oh, I think, yeah.
Which,
oh, I agree.
Which is good.
I think when they put produced by, from the producers of Get Out and something else.
That was certainly the goal.
Yes.
Yeah.
That, there's the another movie that got the repeat viewing, I think.
Black Klansman or Get Out?
No, Get Out.
Oh, Get Out absolutely did.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because you know, once you are into the reveal, you kind of want to read. It was like, you know, back in this day, Usual Suspect. You're like,
yeah.
Or well, Sixth Sense. See it again.
Yeah, Sixth Sense. Yeah. Sure,
it's like,
sure.
Now you got to see all the little, like, clues that were there.
See if they played fair.
Right.
Well, I think with, like, those two, like, you're just looking for the clues. But when you watch Get Out the second time, it's a completely different movie.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the Usual Suspects, you're like, okay, so there's, there's the tell there, there's the tell there.
Yeah.
With this one, you're just like,
yeah,
like the lines play a totally different way.
Right. I'll never forget on second viewing that scene with her and the cop when they pull over. I'm just like, oh my god, like it's so brilliant. Mm-hmm. It's such a brilliant script.
It is.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to his new one.
Yeah. Number 8, The Happy Time Murders.
Man, I'm surprised that's still in the top 10.
5.5
Not a lot out.
I guess that's true.
There's no other major filthy puppet movies competing against it. They got it a clean 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that is still in, which to me, I just...
is not good.
I'm surprised it's in the top 10, God. To be honest. Yeah. I'm kinda
But look how light of a week it is.
That's true.
It's
in
the top 10 with $5.5 million. Like, well, that's unusual.
Number 9, Alpha, 5.4 million. So Happy Time just beat out Alpha, which is not
the dog abuse movie.
Which
good
is the one? Which dog movie? What's the
Axel is the
is the CG one?
Is the Chomps reboot?
Yeah,
and then Alpha is supposed to be like a caveman where they train wolves or something.
Sure, because that's a thing.
They had to do it at some point.
I don't know. The two dog movies with the same sounding names that came out at the same time. I mean, at least Dante's Peak had the good sense to not call itself Volcano.
Dante's Volcano.
You know, like Volcano and Volcanic or something.
Wasn't there like a space virus movie that did that too? Well, there was Virus with Jamie Lee Curtis.
Uh-huh.
And then I feel like there was a
roll.
Outbreak?
No, that was... Oh, no, it was Outbreak and something else, though. Did come out at the same time.
But then there was also... Yes, that's right. And then, but then there was...
Outbreak was around the same time as the book, The Hot Zone.
Yes.
But they never turned that into a movie,
did
they?
No, they were trying to. And then Outbreak came out. Dustin Hoffman gets his action hero on. It still makes me laugh.
But then there was Species, and there was something else that came out like the same time as Species... That was like the exact same. What was the one with Mira Sorvino?
Oh, Mimic.
Mimic. Species and Mimic came out like at the same time. Yeah.
It's like my cousin Vinny?
Guillermo del Toro directed that.
Which one?
Mimic.
Oh, really?
We're
just going to hum at each other?
does a fish have sex with anybody in that movie?
Come on.
That's right. You like that movie. Never mind. Sorry, Dan.
I appreciate the art direction behind that movie. I think it's a
I do too.
Movie.
It's a great looking movie.
It's a great looking movie. The subject matter is a little wonky. Wait a minute.
Number 10.
But you're a creature fan though, right?
Uh-huh.
From the original.
The Black Lagoon.
Yeah. Are you a fan of that whole series or just the first one? Okay.
Yeah, I just bought the new box set that came out.
Cuz it's great.
By the way, that Universal box set, because everybody's like, hey, Universal box set. It is all the individual movies that I have jammed into a box.
Oh, that sucks.
Plus one disc of just the Phantom of the Opera, the Claude Rains version, not even the Lon Chaney version.
Do they include the Abbott and Costello Colgate Comedy Hour where there was a 20-minute sketch with the creature from the Black Lagoon?
Yeah, I don't know if that's on there yet, but, I mean, because there's, you know, it's you know, there's a... Frankenstein box set in there. There's Dracula. There's Wolfman. There's the Mummy. There's Invisible Man and Creature. And then a standalone Phantom. But when I saw the box set coming out, and it came out the same day as Invisible Man and Creature were the last two holdouts. And then I saw pictures online. I'm like, yep, that's exactly what I suspected they were doing. They were taking the individual ones and put them in a bigger box.
Gotcha.
Boom. Yeah. So.
But yeah, yes, like, at least now you don't feel obligated to spend another like $200 on
that's
something.
That's true. Yeah,
not
true.
At all. Yeah, I've gone around this a little.
Yeah, when I did,
this is happening.
They had the Abbott and Costello. They put like four volume of different box sets, and then they finally put out a big box set. But there was like one movie.
That's how they get you.
That they had never been able to get the rights to, called It Ain't Hay, because it was based on a story by Damon Runyon, who is famous for writing Guys and Dolls.
Mm-hmm.
The story Guys and Dolls is based on is a Damon Runyon story. And the Damon Runyon estate would not give them the rights to the story back. Like
they, this Abbott and Costello movie?
Yeah. And so they were like, they wanted more money to release it. And so they didn't want to spend the money. And then when they put the box set out, they finally ponied up enough cash. And then like 2 years later, they put out a single disc.
Ah.
But by then, of course, I had bought the box.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. Of course.
Yeah. So like, I remember seeing that multiple times on Channel 11.
Yeah. It was there. And it's, if you've ever watched old Abbott and Costello movies, it's the horse racing one, mm-hmm. which if you know anything about Damon Runyon, you're like, well, of course it was the horse racing one.
So you'd be cool with like the creature hooking up with the lady.
I don't know. I don't have a beef about that whole thing.
I was fine with that movie until that. And I'm just like, wait,
really
what?
That didn't bother me.
Okay. You're a weird dude.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Bothered us.
Yeah, this is just now dawning on you. 407 episodes.
That's the thing with
my wife says that. She's like, you're weird. I go, really? Yeah. Like, seriously, at this point, that's you.
That ship has sailed, my lady.
This is your revelation.
Yeah. He's like, hey, look, you've known that for a while, so shut up and put on the fish costume. Yeah.
She's like, no way, you're supposed to be the fish. He's like, I know what I said.
He's like, it's a Friday.
Yeah.
Fridays, I'm the fish. Saturdays, you're the fish.
Yeah. Friday during Lent. Too.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah.
Number 10, Mile 22, 4.9.
It is a light week. Good lord. Yeah.
And honorable mention, Kin is 11.
Wow. 3.8
million.
The
so,
one that I kind of kicked around. Like, the one.
You were like, whoa, we could drink Kin.
Well, look how, like, you see that trailer, and it's like, all right, it looks kind of like the throwback to the movies that came out, like the sci fi, I don't want to say tween. That's kind of what it was, though. Where, like, there's no parents involved. It's just, like, the two kids trying to figure out some
batteries
weird side.
Not included.
Yeah, Mac and me. Yeah, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it kind of... I was like, okay, one of those for 2018.
Sure.
And then friend of the show, Brad Hine, was like, oh, like, he messaged me. And he was like, are you going to the screening? I was like, oh, no, like, I'll catch it. And he was like, don't.
Okay.
And I was like, oh.
But I've heard it's based on a short film, and the short film is really good.
Yeah.
So if you're interested, watch the short film and call it a day.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. It's like a 15-minute little thing. So, but yeah, it's a shame. Like, I wanted that to be kind of cool, but it didn't work out.
Now you can watch the short film and save all that extra time.
I know, yeah.
And money.
And money.
So that's the box office.
Well, thank you, Dan. So I guess that's it for this one. Let's go around the table and everyone can say where to find them.
This is Dan. You can find me on Twitter at DanGraney67, GRANEY.
This is Joe. You can also follow me on the Twitter at JoeyButts, BUTTS21.
And this is Tom. You can follow me on Twitter at Roger Kubert or on Facebook at Facebook.com/Tom O'Keefe. You can find the show online at Facebook.com/Real Spoilers. On Twitter, at Real Spoilers, or on our website, realspoilers.com. And don't forget, we're also on Patreon, so you can go in there, kick in $5 a month, and get some extra content for yourself, just in case this isn't enough for you. Patreon.com/Real Spoilers. So that's it for this one. Coming up in the next episode, we will tackle Searching. Until then, you've been warned. I was silent and wait for some time. Then my
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.